This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab your coffee and join Marlena Curtis right now for Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between with MK Spices here on Access Radio Taranaki.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa, nā mā haremai. I'm Marlena Curtis from Marlena's Kitchen. MK Spice, there are the
nice.
So it's wonderful to be back in the studio after a bout of flu. I know it's going around and people are going, dropping down like flies. What my suggestion is, please try and rest. Plenty of water. You don't really want that much food because your appetite's gone. And also, I couldn't drink coffee. No, I know. I was on chais. Now I ask you. But in any event, it happens to the best of us. So, in the studio with me today, I have the wonderful Leva. And say your surname because I don't want to screw it up.
Falaniko.
Falaniko. I mean, it's a beautiful name. It sounds like you're doing the tango. What a stunning name. Now, this name belongs to a wonderful lady who has been with us before. Now, I'm going to apologise ahead of time. I may cough, and that's because I still got a little bit of residue, but it's not as bad, and it's not catching at the moment. So I'm going to proceed. So if I get a frog in the throat, we're not going to stop recording. We're just going to go straight ahead because this is life, and we do life, don't we, Leva?
That's it.
Now, Leva owns a business called L. Leva F. Creations. Now, it's fantastic. Candles, balms, moisturizers. But here's the thing, is that they actually work. So when I was traveling to Japan and I traveled to Brisbane, I have a little spray. You're allowed to have a little spray under 50 mil on the plane, as you know. And I have that. So if my back goes, you know, sometimes the seats can be not so nice, even in business class. So Air New Zealand, you need to look at that. It helps, and you spray yourself on your back and the soles of my feet. That's really fantastic. But getting back to what we're actually talking about today, now we are going to touch on coffee, of course, because that's my love. But before that, so this show is about women in business. Now, I've been doing some research on the internet about women in business in New Zealand, and it says here in 2023, women owned 35% of all businesses in New Zealand. As of June 2025, approximately 6% of working women were concentrated in four main industries: healthcare and social assistance, retail, trade, and accommodation. More women are working in export jobs, representing 40% of total export workforce. And I do believe they've forgotten the people who are solopreneurs here, because we don't seem to be mentioned. But that's the internet for you. They don't get everything right. Not everything is not there. You can check all my facts. They're there, right there. My main thing I think that I was really interested in was about women in business. Now, you can say, oh, well, you know, business owner is a business owner, but it is different. We do have to present ourselves in a different way. And I'll explain a little bit about more about that later on. Let's get back to coffee, because it's my favourite subject, as everybody knows. So what am I drinking at the moment? So as you all know, my tastes change with weather, health-wise and what have you. So having the bout of flu, couldn't drink coffee at all. But I'm back, and I'm having these little numbers called piccolos. So if you don't want to have too much milk, this is like a hit of caffeine, and it tastes delicious, and you just sip. So I'm there at Favour Flavour in the Richmond Centre. I'm at the Crowded House along Devon Street, sometimes Elixir. I go to a few different places, the Good Home. Absolutely stunning. What I love about these places, and Leva is normally with me, I'm sure she's going to agree, is that they are constantly perfect. So you go in and you just, I mean, I have danced and people have started to clap because I was so happy about the quality of the coffee. Because you don't understand if you don't drink coffee. It's all good. Nothing against you. But here's the thing. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel happy. It makes you feel warm inside. And it's wonderful. I love it. So Leva, I'm going to twist the camera around to Leva so we can see Leva. Oh, let's have a look at you, Leva. There we go. So what's your favourite coffee, my darling?
My favourite coffee. I love having a black coffee when I wake up. Yep. I like my black coffee. And the brand that I like to drink is Hummingbird. It's a New Zealand brand. Yeah, an organic New Zealand brand that I like to indulge into in the morning. And I also like to put either coconut sugar in my coffee too as well.
The coconut sugar, what does that do exactly?
I guess it is not like refined sugar. It's just pure, you know, from coconut. And it just gives, I don't know about anybody else, but it just gives sort of like this caramel, sort of like a burnt caramel sort of taste when I have it.
Yeah, because the inside of a coconut's white, isn't it? Yeah. So how did it get to brown?
Well, you roast it, you know. It's just how, it's just the same thing.
There
it's the
you
same,
go, people. Just it's the so same you know, because I know a lot of people are going to ask that question.
Yeah.
So I knew the answer, and I didn't. But that's a very interesting question, though, because we know everything is always processed or with an inch of its life, because brown, raw sugar, cane sugar, and all of those different sugars can be stunning. Like cane sugar in Jamaica, they eat that like sweets.
Yeah.
So you just crack the cane, peel it back, and so, I mean, I don't know, I didn't live there, but this is what I was told.
Yeah, we call it gorlo. You know, because in the islands too, they have that too as well, and we used to eat it, go pick it, and just eat it.
Exactly, and I think that, you know, we've got all hooked up on what you're going, and some places to be really snobby, like some places you go into and you say, oh, do you have any caramel? Oh, no, we don't have that. Well, why the hell not? I'm your consumer.
Mm.
This is what we want, not how you want to drink your coffee. Everybody, which is stunning, drinks their coffees in different ways. There's one place in Australia I went into, and he said he had to cut it down afterwards because it was going off 17 different milks. 17.
Yeah.
17. I mean,
that's a lot of milk. I mean, it isn't milk coming from one?
17 different varieties
brand of milk.
I mean, I know five or seven, but 17?
That's why I don't have milk.
there you go, you see. You like yours black. So does Judy, our nurse. Yeah. And thank you again for your service of raising the next generation, of course. And I know they're heavily into sports.
Yeah.
Now, can I just ask you, Leva, why? I mean, I know you started on the choir and it came to you in your mind and you travelled to different universes, just like myself, just all these wonderful places that we can go to in our minds because we're dreamers. And I know at school you were probably told as well, stop dreaming.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. People, dream as much as you like. And you know why? Because the dreamers are the creators. If you do not dream, how are you going to be inventive? It's funny, isn't it? A lot of the naughty kids, well, they classed as naughty, which they were not, they're just bored out their trolley, are billionaires or millionaires. So what is wrong with that picture? So the people that well behaved, their vision, most of them didn't have a vision. Most of us who, yes, I may have excelled academia, but they didn't like my style of writing because I write from the gut, but that's another story. The thing is that when you dream as a creator, females and males, and I know we've got all these pronouns and what have you, that's all good, but all I can go is from my perspective as a female. My mind works differently. My husband, God bless him, when he's in the kitchen, no, he's a very good cook, I've taught him well, and his mum, bless her, his mind is totally different to mine on how I operate, highly organized. Now, I know you're highly organized because you're doing like 50,000 things. And as a business owner, as a female business owner, how do you feel that affects your whānau?
Oh, massively. I try to balance because, you know, I'm a single mother and I have three boys, but my older one is actually in Australia playing league. Urban Australia.
Fantastic.
And my two young ones that I have, actually I have to try and balance everything. When I got into the business, when I decided to actually put what I've been creating all my life with my products, I decided if I'm not going to enjoy it, because I like creating, that's why it's called Lever F Creation, because of the fact that it's not actually like made for just one product. You know, you have this creative, you know, like Malene process. Was saying, process that you go. And like for me, once I get that idea, I have to actually make it and see it, or else it will just keep digging at me like, come on, Lever, you know. But to balance being in business, it's really, really hard to balance it with family life, with your kids, because my kids are very sporty kids too as well. So I always try and balance. Once I start feeling overwhelmed, because you do actually get overwhelmed while you're in business, and because every single product, I create them all, I make them all, I do all the labels, I do all of those things. Once I become like unbalanced, and you know, you and if you have my voice, take my frustration out of my kids, that's when I pull back, you know. And that's the true statement when you're, you know, a sole trader business, and you're trying to balance life. And because the business world is a whole nother ball game. Do you agree with that, Marlena?
Absolutely.
It's a whole nother ball game, the business world, because, you know, you come from home life, being a mom, you know, and when you're a mom, you've got to give your kids your time. You can't, you know, because you can't not be, you have to be like very emotionally put your time when your kids need your attention. Because they know if like, and you're talking and you're like, your mind's somewhere else, they know.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Yeah. And I much rather have my kids knowing that when I go to my mama, she's going to give me that attention. Or else what happens is I do not want my kids to go on the internet and find the answer, because I'm the answer, because that's why they came to me, because I have to guide them, not the internet. So it's a balance. It's a balance thing, and it's hard. I've, you know, had ups and downs for it, but I do stay very strong with the principle that I give to myself, is that if I start stressing out and not enjoying it, then it's no point doing it, you know, because I have a much belief that when you are creating something, you should be enjoying the process. It should be, well, the energy and the image that I put out of my business is everything is about energy and frequency. So if I'm making a product and I'm stressing out, then I don't want to sell it, because the energy of that product is now being created over stress and stuff like that. No, yeah. So if I get to that point, I have to pull myself back, balance everything, my mind, my spirit, and my body, you know, my whole foundation around my home. Once that's balanced and I'm creating, it's like you get all these, you know.
It's easy.
Yeah. It just, everything just flows.
When you're in tune with the universe, when you're in tune with yourself, when you're in tune and you're in full gratitude and blessing mode, it is easy. If it becomes, like you just said, then something's wrong. You have to stop. Give yourself permission as a female, as we're talking about females in business, give yourself permission to stop, sit down and have a cup of tea. Now, I'm going to tell you a story that my mother shared with me, and I don't know how true it is because, you know, back in the day, they used to say things to kind of like scare you, but it has a ring of truth to it. And she told me that there was this lady, and she was working really hard. She was raising five boys. She was a solo mom. She was running here. She was running there. She was like Mother Teresa for everybody. And she got home, and she was feeling really tired and exhausted, and she just kept on going and going and going. Anyway, she dropped down dead. Yes, I know it's not a very happy story, but listen, there's a moral to the story. The doctor said, after they'd done the autopsy on her, had she just sat down and even had a cup of tea, just 10 to 15 minutes, and reset and let herself catch her breath, she would still be alive. Now, to me, it has a ring of truth and a ring of not, you know, back in the day, that's all I can say. But I do know people that push themselves, right?
Yeah.
My sister got out of being a pharmacist for the hospital over in the States. A lot of people, young people, 35, 28, were having heart attacks.
Yeah.
It was too much pressure.
Yeah.
as a female, the first thing you think about if you have children or not, you're always thinking about everybody else. And do you know what I've come up with? What I really think that's about, we have to reprogram as females our minds and also reprogram the minds of the next generation that it's okay to say, you're not being lazy to sleep. You do understand sleep is so important. True. Why? Because you are rebooting your brain, your regenerating your cells, your whole life force, your spirit, your soul, everything, it's resting. It has to do that. And to do that, you have to give yourself permission. So don't feel lazy if you take a, they call it a nano nap. Absolutely not. It's a sensible nap and it's a power nap because that's what your body requires at that time. Listen to your body and I'm telling you, you'll be a lot better off. And as females, you get up, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, I've got to go here, I've got to go there. Yeah. You're the last person in the queue for anything. And I think that was given to us, God bless our parents and their parents and their parents. It's been passed down to because you're not supposed to put yourself first.
Yeah.
Actually, funnily enough, you put the family is always above you. But here's the funniest thing, whether you believe or you don't believe, that's all well and good. Everybody knows my faith. It says it right there.
Mm.
And I think in all different genres of denominations, it says, take care of yourself first. So how did we lose taking care of yourself first? Because if you really take care of yourself first, you will benefit. Now, I have sickle cell disease, and I'm very happy about sharing it with everybody because it's an autoimmune disease. As a female in business, I dropped my son at school, right? And this is when I was working for Bartercard. Nobody knew. And I had a pain and I thought, I'll just take my sickle cell medications. I'd go there. I took the wrong ones. I was ill by the side of the road. Went to my meeting. She wasn't well. We chittity-chatted. So the other female in business was also not well. We're both sitting there not well together. Not one of us idiots had the sense to say, well, go home and rest. I went back. Did the day, picked up my son and went to hospital and was admitted with a sickle cell crisis. That's what we do. But Bartercard actually used to say to us, if you don't feel right up here, don't go to any meetings.
Yeah.
Sit down and realign yourself.
Yeah.
That was for everyone. And that was a really good thing to take on board, which I did whilst I was there. But as soon as you leave, you just slip back into bad practices, which is not looking after yourself first.
Yeah.
Just to share with people, I haven't had a crisis for 11 months. That's unheard of. That's unheard of. Why? Because I put me first. Everything else is fritter. So I love my business and I love being a woman in business. And I've had other businesses. And when I used to work for other companies, I worked for them like it was my business because I was always ripping, or when I was modeling, it's a business.
Yeah.
But as a solo mum, it's often just, you know, you just get on with it. Yes, we do get on with it, but our bodies don't always join in with us getting on with it. And I think the biggest thing is self-care. I think the biggest thing is women in business. Yes, we do need support, of course, from the communities. There's a lot of stuff out there for the potiki, which is wonderful, the youth coming up. But we're here, and they have to look up to us to find out how to do things. Once we stop, funny enough, there's nobody else popping up to do it. So raising children, as we all know, or most of us know, is the hardest job. Sorry. Because there's no manual and people
it's
can
like
tell.
Your number is it is actually your number one job, you know. That's why we are, you know, we are the creator of life, you know, because we give birth to men. So it's actually, you know, our number one job, you know, being in business is like, especially as a woman, and we have kids, remember that, yes, our kids is our number one priority. Our family is our number one for reasons why, because through that you're teaching the next generation how to be, and for them watching you be an entrepreneur, being a solo trader, being in a company and see how you move. If you move and they know that you set the foundation that they are first, your foundation, your family foundation comes first, they will grow up doing exactly the same thing.
And I tell you what, that is so true, know. Because my eldest daughter, my other daughter, and then my son, they all wrote me letters saying, thank you so much, Mum and Dad, for your work ethics.
Yeah.
They're watching. They watch you like a hawk, good and bad. So that's what we're passing on. And as females, we feel that we have to be in charge of everything. And if you're a solo mum, you don't really have too many choices. I mean, you've got friends that can come around you, but you feel that, but I've got to be on both sides here because, you know, this is a job that I signed up to and I'm going to do it well. And I kid you not, if you manage to say no is no, right? And mean it, because they don't need friends. They have enough of those, right? They need parenting. And trust me, when they get older, it comes back to kiss you. Yeah? It comes back to kiss you. It's stunning. I mean, and it goes very quick. So that's why I agree with Leva about, what can I say? But she was saying about putting the children first. I mean, I was saying put yourself first because then you can help others. Mm. But they're the ones you wake up thinking about.
Yeah.
They're the ones. And also the time goes like that. Yeah. Right?
Mm.
1 minute you're looking and you're going, when did that happen? Mm. I think it's a piece. I'm not, I have to say,
I agreed with what you're saying there, darling. I agree with what about putting the self first, because, and that's what I'm saying, when you put, like, I agree with what Marlena actually said about putting the self first, but when I was saying, like, when you are in business, you know, because there are times a lot of people are going to want your attention, and a lot of people, you know, will be like, oh, I want to do this, want to do that. There is times that you have to say no. But I do agree with Marlena saying that you got to put yourself first. You have to put yourself first, because if you are not the best version of you, you can't even give that to your kids, you know, because you're giving your time out to things that probably doesn't have any purpose in your life. You're just saying yes because it's this image of being in business. You know what I'm saying? But when you put yourself first, it's like put yourself first, you will give the best to your family life too as well. But I know exactly what you're saying. It is actually right. You have to put yourself first so you can give your best to your kids. But there's also boundaries that we set with that business world too as well, you know. And it's like I think that's the foundation of knowing who you are as a business woman, your person, and knowing what you're about. So you do have to set certain boundaries, because not everyone around in the business world has got your back, you know. So if we don't put ourselves first, then we're literally just giving all our energy to people. And sometimes, I don't know about you, my darling, but I'm a big thing of, like, there is a lot of business vampires out there. So I'm all about protecting that energy. And not everyone is supposed to be walking in your path and be around you. So yeah, I agreed with what you stated about putting the self first. I think that's the most important thing. When you put yourself first, you become the best mother, the best friend, the best grandmother, the best everything, yeah?
That you can be, and I agree with that. Yeah. And I'm gonna ask you another question. What I'd like to ask you is, how do you feel about, I think I have a problem with, when we say women in business, it's like it's always considered that it's something outside, where our children are really the first business.
Mm.
I think Oprah Winfrey put it really well. She said that raising one child is like having four full-time jobs, because you don't stop. Yeah, and she said she cooked dinner one night, and she goes, she wasn't a fan of it. She said, because I don't understand how people do this every single night or every second night, or however, you know, how you cook. And you come up with, you just do it.
Yeah.
Don't you? You just get on with it. So I do believe New Zealand, I don't know about how the UK is now. I've been out of the UK for many years. But when I was there, we didn't tell people we had children. As a female, because they would then put this thing on you, like you wouldn't be able to get to work, so they didn't want to pay that out. What I loved about here is that they accepted females with families, husbands, and they're very family oriented, whānau oriented. So that, to me, made that was huge. Mm. But at Women in Business, we still seem to have quite a ways to go. It seems that sometimes you get looked over and you are not accepted as if you were the opposite sex, say, in certain generalization there, you know, people will, you can disagree, of course, that's fine. But I'm just talking from my perspective and what's happened to me. So I'm not talking for the whole of the world, just little Marlena, Queen of Spice, MK Spice, the rather nice. I'm just talking about that. And I feel as women in business, we empower each other. Now, some of you may know, may not know, but I've been mentoring Leva and also Martina from Blue Petal. She was put up for an award. I also won an award, which is fantastic, for another year, which is just amazing for me. And I'm just very, very proud of that. So I'm going to ask you, Leva, we're coming to the end of the show now. So last few words about mentoring, women getting together. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's great, Queen of Spice. I think it's such a great thing because, you know, women in business and when you're just starting out too as well, there is a time that you kind of sort of like need that positive mentoring to kind of push you, you know, through. Because sometimes you do have your down times. You're like, oh, God. You know, and then when you have this mentor thing, like especially meeting up, you know, with you, and you've got this
energy
that just like, you know, and it's not so relaxed, you know, just authentic. Let's put it that way. And I like it. I like it because it's not so. It's not like you're going into a conference. You're actually going in and you're getting the authentic energy. You're talking and you're sharing about each other's business and ideas. And that's why mentoring is such a powerful thing. So thank you,
okay, Marlene. That's wonderful. I've just had a 1 minute end from my producer over there. So I'm going to say kakati anō. Thank you very much, Leva, for coming in with us again. We're going to see a lot more of Leva. She has a lot to say, just like myself. It's wonderful spending time and it's wonderful just getting out and about, even though we're, you know, in Access Radio. Fantastic. Thank you for the community. Really pushing out the support. So I'm going to say kakati anō from Marlena Curtis, MK Spice. They're rather
nice.
See you.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.